Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. There are so many apps out there. Okay, excuse my overemphasis here, but there are so many apps that it is easy to find yourself in a state of app overload. I surely haven't tested all the apps out there. That would just be absolutely crazy. But thanks to the show, I've had a firsthand look at so many that I think are worthy of a download and maybe, just maybe, a permanent place on your phone. I'm dishing a few of my favorites in this episode.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Compton-Gain, where we flip the script on the old-school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance, so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
Money and tech have come a long way in the last 5 years. I can certainly remember before we even were using phones for more than just calling. And that is totally dating myself here, but I think it's also exciting to think about a world where every transaction takes place on our phone. For a while, I was really nervous about that. What would that mean for security? What would that mean for just overall money and spending in general? Because it makes it so easy. But this is definitely the way the world is going. And I think embracing the exciting part about it is a really healthy money step to take. And I always love doing these episodes and being able to share some of my favorite apps. You can head to the show notes for the links to all of these apps. They will all be there. But to start things off, I'm a big fan of a bunch of online banks. I love online banks. I have been so excited about the progress that online banks have made in the last few years, particularly so that you don't have to have your money with a traditional bank. And up until a few years ago, this wasn't really a choice that you could make. You pretty much had to choose one of the giant banks or a credit union, and that was it. Those were your options. But online banks have come along, and they've really revolutionized the way that we bank. And I absolutely love it. I could go on an entire episode just about online banking, but my current fave is called Varo. I don't know if you've heard about Varo. I love that Varo has no fee overdraft, no fees at over 55,000 ATMs, no foreign transaction fees, which when we're back traveling is definitely one of the reasons why I choose an online bank. And most importantly, of course, no monthly fees. So if you are still paying a monthly banking fee, stop. Stop right now. I just read a recent article that said that the average person pays somewhere around $14 for their bank account, and there's absolutely no reason to do that. There really isn't. If you are paying a banking fee, you're going to figure that out on your statement. So go to your most recent statement, download it, take a look, see if you're paying a fee. And if you are, call your bank and say, I don't want to pay your fee. How do I get around paying the fee? Because it's ridiculous. You're paying them more money to keep your money. And I want to tell you something from friend to friend. They are making money off your money. I mean, this is just the way money works, right? But we don't need to give them more money than they already have. All right, I'm stepping off the soapbox. Another one of my favorites is called Aspiration. And this company is backed by a lot of celebrities because they have this green approach to online banking, which is super exciting if this is something you're really into. You get what they call a plant-friendly debit card. You earn 10% cash back on mission-based merchants like Tom's. And plus, your deposits won't fund fossil fuel exploration or production, a lot of the nasty things that banks do with our money when they're holding our money that we just don't know about it because it's really not public knowledge. But Aspiration is a really good green option if that is something that you're into. And just hint, all right? Again, I'm going to say this again. Many banks use your money to invest in things that you might not be okay with. It's just business. It's just business to them. But as we say on the show, you vote with your dollar. So every dollar that you save and spend, you decide how you want to do that and who you want to do that with. If this isn't your thing, no biggie either, but be aware of what your money is doing, even when it's parked at a bank, because that's really important. That's how we start to change the system at large. And I think change the world is by making these really mindful, conscious decisions about every dollar of our money, whether we're investing it, whether we're putting it in a savings account or in a bank account, however we're using our money, the credit card companies we're using our money with. And you don't have to go all crazy on this. You don't have to be the person that goes out and says, I don't like all this and I'm going to cancel everything. Don't do that, right? But I want you to have this awareness point of where your money's going and that you have a choice. You actually do have a choice. And that's really powerful when you start to utilize that option. At least I think so. Another one of my favorites is called Raise. And you've heard me talk about this a lot on the show. We've had the CEO Jay on a few times because I just genuinely love Raise. And I try not to talk about anything on the show that I have not at least explored in depth myself or that I don't use. But Raise is one of those apps I use a lot to buy discounted gift cards, and then I use them for purchases. So I'm buying a gift card, it's at a discounted rate, and then I'm using it to buy goods and services. So I'm saving money in that transaction. They're also really great with if you have gift cards, a lot of us do, just laying around the house, and you're not going to use them, you can actually sell them on Raise and get some cash and then use the cash for something else. If I have gift cards in the house, even if it's to a place that I don't really normally shop at, I'm going to use it. That's just kind of my personality. It's kind of my MO. So I don't tend to have them laying around, but I know a lot of people do because you're just like, I don't want to buy anything from the store, but what do I do with this thing? And either you're going to re-gift it to somebody or it's just going to lay there. So why not actually turn it into cash? But the power of this is that when I make a buying decision like that, what I do is I save the difference that I would have spent regularly and send it to a goal. This is how you start to really transform your money. So if you want to know one of the most powerful money tips, do this with your purchases. And I guarantee you that you're going to hit money goals left and right. So just last month, we were able to save an extra $100 in our investing account just by thinking differently about how we were spending our money and then being very mindful about taking what we were saving and putting it towards a goal. It could be paying off debt. It could be just saving money for a fun money fund that you can use and just blow on whatever. It could be putting it in a house fund. It could be investing. It could be absolutely anything. Your goals are just really personal to you. But I want you to remember the word pivot. I want you to remember that I told you, Shauna told you, always pivot. So ask yourself, can I spend my money on this purchase in a better way without losing my mind, without going cuckoo crazy with this stuff? But is there a better way I can buy this purchase and then take that savings and pivot to something else? It's a game changer. It really is. I can't put enough exclamation marks on that, but it is a game changer. Okay, so back to Raise. Well, the company behind Raise just came out with a new app called Slide that is already becoming one of my favorites. I had a chance to do a quick chat with Jay about Slide and really dive into it the other day. And I did a little interview and I'm just going to let him tell you about it and tell you about how contactless payments are really here to stay and how getting on board with apps is, again, one of the ways that you're going to really transform your money. In case somebody listening has not listened to our previous episodes, you're the CEO of one of my favorite apps that I like to talk about a lot, Raise. And I tell people I've been using this app even before you were on the show, but I have been able to save just a ton of money buying discounted gift cards. And I'm always telling people, like, if there's an opportunity to save some money, even if it takes a couple extra seconds, why would you not do that? So if someone has not listened to those previous episodes, I'd love for you to just give us a little overview about Raise.
Yeah, absolutely. So Raise has been around coming up on 8 years now, and it started kind of solving a big problem, which is there are tens of billions of dollars of unused gift cards in the U.S. every year. And so Raise was created with the idea of a simple marketplace where users could, you know, get cash for their unwanted or unused gift cards. And on the flip side, consumers can come and buy those at a discount. And so that's effectively what the core of Raise started as and remains today is a marketplace where people can sell their gift cards. And then on the flip side, people can save some money. So that's the basics of Raise. We also have a really simple product called Raise Pay, where you type in how much you want to spend. You get cash back for that. And just recently, we launched a brand new standalone app called Slide, which I'm excited to talk about.
Yeah, you've come out with Slide. I took a few minutes yesterday to play around with it a bit, and I got really excited. The idea of earning 4% cash back using contactless payments, obviously contactless payments right now are really important. I want to just start there for a second before we dive more into that. But how has this year really changed the way we pay for things?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. Obviously, I've been a huge proponent of contactless. I remember one interview last year, I said, I think we'll be a cashless society in the next 5 to 10 years. And I kind of got laughed at. But you know, with COVID, it's effectively been that tipping point that pulled forward contactless payments multiple years, you know, 5+ years. And the net is it's become the go-to. You see some national retailers like Whole Foods and Starbucks actually going cashless at the majority of their stores. You see across all demographics, that was actually the really surprising one for me. Even the boomers, which are typically slower to adopt technology, are some of the fastest at adopting contactless because, really? You know, it keeps them safe. And you know, once they use it once or twice, it becomes pretty easy and they realize how simple it can be. So I think COVID in general has pulled forward contactless several years.
What do you think is the holdup for a lot of people? I mean, is it the security side feeling like maybe, you know, I could be vulnerable to theft or like what's sort of the stopping point for people?
I think I actually, you know, any of the apps that are supporting contactless are very secure, ranging from, you know, Apple Pay, Google Pay, of course, which are based on the phone. But any you know, app that is supporting as well has lots of layers of technology built in for security. So I actually don't think that's the holdup. I think the biggest has been change. You know, people who have used, you know, cash for years or even credit cards for years, they're just used to it. And that's what they're comfortable with. And so I think the big hurdle that we've seen is just getting people to try it for the first time. And once they try it and they're like, oh, that wasn't so bad, they're hooked. And it just becomes so much easier. I know I shared with you before, I do the check every time I leave my place. It's like wallet, keys, phone. I can't wait to get to a point where it's just phone. Right. And I feel comfortable and I'm ubiquitous where I can, you know, both unlock my door as well as pay anywhere using my phone, and we'll get there.
Yeah. I mean, even checking in at hotels now, I mean, that's like the way that we're doing it in COVID days is a lot of those remote check-ins with your phone. I think that's really exciting too, because I mean, who wants to carry around the hotel key anymore?
Exactly. And it's, you know, it's one less thing to worry about. You know, being in consulting for almost a decade, I had my share of lost keys, and it's such a pain to go downstairs. And so I love now when the default is becoming contactless and you just check in on your phone. There's no need to even stop by. You can go straight to your room when you get there. So I think we're on the very starting edge of seeing society transform into contactless everything. And it's really exciting.
Yeah, I think it is really exciting. So tell me a little bit about Slide. Like, how did this strange number, like 4% cashback, like how did that get derived?
Yeah, it's a great question. So let me rewind. You know, I've been at Raise for almost 2 years. And just as I joined, we launched our first new product, which was called Raise Pay at the time. It's now called Exact Pay. And that basically the genesis of that was to try to save time in the checkout process. And so, you know, when I was being recruited, I needed to take a trip and I booked it on hotels.com and I used Raise gift cards for it. In order to complete the transaction, I actually had to buy 3 gift cards and then pay the balance on my credit card. And it was great that I saved a bunch of money, but it was kind of a pain. And so the genesis of Raise Pay was really just taking steps out of the process. You could, instead of buying multiple gift cards, type in exactly how much you wanted and we would give you a code for that. And with very little fanfare and very little advertising of that product, it became a huge share of our business. And, you know, being the customer empathetic company that we are, we did lots of research and understood how people used it. And there was the net, there were two kind of problems that we wanted to solve with it to get even further adoption. The first was it was still relatively slow. I used to brag that it was less than 10 seconds. It's still a long time, especially right. If you're sitting at a register. And we wanted to solve that. We wanted to actually have this be a point of sale compliant product. And, you know, there's a Chipotle across the street from my office. And I can tell you when there's 30 people waiting in line behind me and it takes 10 seconds, you just feel that pressure. And so we wanted to make that faster. And then the second thing that was confusing some of our customers was, you know, that product was cash back. And we also had the discounted gift cards. And so it was just confusing that they could come to Raise and they're like, wait, why are some cash back? Why are some discounted? And so we saw those two as very unique problems. And we could have solved it by, you know, fixing it in the Raise app or actually launching a completely standalone purpose-built payments app that we could build a new platform on and make it much faster. And so that was the decision about 6 months ago, was to build a standalone app. And that's what we did. We got it from that 10 seconds on Raise Pay down to about 2 seconds or even faster if you've already loaded up your account. So it really is a viable point of sale product. And as for your question on the 4%, I mean, it really came down to economics. We wanted it to be a consistent offering everywhere. where, you know, you didn't have to wonder why some brands were at certain discount and some were others. So we wanted one, you know, one number that was really easy to digest. And then the 4% came about because, you know, we wanted to be better than credit cards. You know, the best cashback credit card is in the 2 to 3% range. Generally, you'll see some category specific differences that may go higher. We felt, you know, going out with a 4% offering everywhere was really strong. And our customers have agreed so far.
I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance.
I agree. I mean, any percent cash back, I think, is a solid win. But 4% like starts to get me really excited. And I'm sure that there are some people listening that are thinking like 4% cash back, like that just doesn't seem like a lot of money. But walk me through a little bit, like how do those savings really add up?
You know, if you start to use it everywhere for your everyday purchases, it starts to really add up. And, you know, I'll just give you a day in the life of me. I will load up my DoorDash account and maybe I'll buy a $100 card to do that. And all of a sudden I got some money in my pocket. I mentioned Chipotle's across the street from my office. I go there, maybe buy lunch for a few people, start to get some money in my pocket, and you have to stop at Lowe's to pick up some paint for patching later. And I get some money in my wallet. And those are just really three simple transactions. And if you added those up, it's probably $10, $12, $15. And so you keep doing that over time, and as your frequency and use of the app adds up, you'll be shocked at how quickly the savings add up. And one of the big benefits we added inside was the ability to actually cash out. So of course you can just apply your savings to your next transaction, or you could just put it in your Venmo or PayPal account, switch cash right away. So it's really a function of using it all the time. There are two other things I should quickly mention though, which is if you top up your account, meaning you load a balance, it gives you two benefits. One, we'll give you an extra percent on that. So if you come in and add $500 to your account, you get $5 just for doing that off the top, in addition to the 4% you'll save. So that's one thing. And the second is we actually work with your existing cashback credit cards. We are a general retailer. And so most of my cards actually offer 1 or 2% on that. So all of a sudden, I'm getting cash for loading my account. I'm getting 4% back everywhere I shop, but I'm getting another percent or two on my credit card. That's real money. Imagine if you got a 7% raise on your paycheck. Right. That's real money. So it adds up is the net.
Yeah, I love that. That's like, it gets my math brain excited. So tell me a little bit, if you use Raise and you use Slide, like how do you use both of those apps to really work for your benefit?
Yeah, there. I mean, effectively, what I do, I when I started Raise, I had literally a drawer full of gift cards that I didn't want to use, and so I think that's the case where if you've got unwanted or unused cards, you come to Raise, list them, and you can get cash in your pocket. We also, because of that marketplace, have about 4,000 or 5,000 brands on there, and some of those are sourced directly from us, and most of them are actually coming from people like you and me. So, you know, if it's a brand that's not on Slide, chances are we have it on Raise and somebody's selling a card. So you can really use Raise in general, a huge variety, a huge assortment. You buy and sell your cards, and it's a great part of your life. I have actually found myself in the last few months since I've been beta testing and now using our production app. I'm using Slide really for payments. And it is, you know, we cover roughly 200,000 stores with the brands that we have launched already. And so, you know, everywhere around me, there's actually a nearby feature in the app. And so I, you know, when I'm debating what I'm going to eat or thinking about where I'm going to go, I literally would just pull out the app and shop nearby and see what places I can go save 4% cash back. So it's really become kind of my everyday payments versus Raise is more about, you know, planned purchases and selling some of the cards that I don't want.
Yeah, I like that. So we've got all the niches covered there. Well, I'm curious, besides Slide and Raise, since this is an episode about favorite apps, do you have any other favorite apps that you think we shouldn't miss out on?
Yeah, I think I've mentioned some of them before. I'm a huge proponent of online coupons. And so, you know, I'm biased by saying come to Raise. We actually have a browser extension with coupons as well. So, you know, anywhere you shop, if we've got a deal, it'll, you know, highlight, you can use it that way. But there are tons of other sites out there. I still remain a huge fan of Honey. We're a PayPal portfolio company, PayPal acquired Honey. So I use Honey as well. Obviously, there's Rakuten. And then I do use sites like Wikibuy, which will actually monitor pricing. And one, you can see what the price of certain goods have been over time, so you can know if it's going to go on sale. But also, you can actually track your purchases. And if, you know, some retailers who have a price match or 30-day price guarantee, if the price goes down, you can actually quickly see it and file to get your money back. So there are so many out there. Those are just a handful of the ones that I use regularly. But it's a good time with technology and savings, especially with, you know, COVID. Retailers are out there trying to get more customers. And so there are lots of deals to be had now.
So try a few out. Obviously, try Raise and Slide and find something that works for you. Don't drive yourself crazy with having to try every single app on the market, but find some that really work for you. Because as we said again, right, the cash back, no matter what the percentage is, it's just real money in your pocket that you can use to either buy things or like you can with Slide to cash out. And that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it really is. We quietly launched our browser extension. And, you know, I, of course, shop online all the time. And it will automatically notify me if there's a coupon. And if we've got a gift card to buy on our RaisePay product, you can do it right in line as well. And so literally it's all about stacking. It's use the affiliate coupon, use Raise to get cash back on your purchases, and then use your cashback credit card. And all of a sudden you're saving money that, you know, you wouldn't have otherwise had. And either your dollar can go further, maybe you get that extra night on your trip, or you just, you know, save money for future purchases. So there's a lot of savings out there to be had.
Again, the 4% cashback might not seem like a lot, but just like Jay mentioned, if you pair it with a cashback credit card, you're going to get a good return on your dollars. And then what's the magic word again? Pivot. Yes, pivot that savings into paying off debt, investing, or just use that extra cash to help you pay your bills this month. All right, so hang in there with me on this one. My favorite app for creating a will and getting organized is Fabric. We had an episode on this early this year, but if you learn anything from this year, it's that shit can hit the fan any minute of any day. Sorry for the profanity. So why not be prepared? If you have stuff, you need a will, and it's totally silly not to create one with a free and easy app to use like Fabric. You can even apply for life insurance there. It's really a great all-in-one app. So I highly suggest you check it out. If you don't have a will, it takes just a few minutes. Why not do it? It's a total peace of mind thing. And it's also really a smart money move because money isn't just about growing and investing and saving our money. It's also about protecting what we have. So just my 2 cents on that. And lastly, I really wanted to not like Acorns. I feel like they're everywhere. And I just had this mental block, quite honestly. But I have to admit it. I'm a fan. I mean, I'm a fan. They just keep coming out with new features, and it's impossible to not like them, or at least check them out. And one of the features I love the best is Invest, where you can invest spare change. It does really add up, and you don't even feel like it's leaving your bank account. I think it's a great way to boost your investing dollars without feeling that sting of saving each month. Of course, you can always save more, and you should save more, but to start out, saving spare change is just a great way to get the ball rolling and to feel like you're tiptoeing in, but every time you look at your account, it's growing because more spare change is going in there. It's just kind of a brilliant money mindset thing that happens. And the pricing is very fair. It runs from $1 to $5 a month for all that they offer. And that's seriously cheap for helping you invest, helping you save for retirement. They've got a banking option. I mean, there's so many things. They just keep coming out with more and more options. So I highly suggest taking a look at Acorns and seeing if investing is your goal for this year and you're scared. And I understand why. It can be really confusing. And the idea of losing money, I don't like it. So if that's where you're hung up, I'm right there with you. But when you do it with spare change, it's just different. And you can start to really get your hands around what's happening. And then maybe you might feel a little bit more comfortable putting a little bit more money in and a little bit more money in. So it's all about just starting the process. And I will say there, when I was thinking about this episode, there are so many apps that I love. I probably could have made this a couple hour episode, but I didn't want to bore you. I just wanted to give you like my top 3, 4, 5 apps that I really like. But I'll rattle off a few others that I really do love in case you want to check them out. You Need a Budget. We've talked about it on the show. You may have heard about it for budgeting. It's really great. It's robust. It helps you set goals and stay on track for your goals. But if you check it out and it's not really your thing, maybe it's a little bit more than you bargained for, Clarity Money is also great. It's an easy budgeting app, helps you see where you're spending your money in different categories, which is super, super important. Also helps you find ways to save money on utilities and other bills. So that's a great alternative to You Need a Budget. Simple also has a great online bank account, and they have a budgeting feature that's really bundled together. So Simple is another one to check out. I mean, there are so many online banking savings accounts that I could talk about forever. They're all great. Just find one that really resonates with you, that's going to meet your banking needs. Personal Capital, I don't know if you've heard about Personal Capital, but they are this amazing, robust money management app. So you can see everything. It's like this giant dashboard of everything that's going on with your money. It's very sophisticated, but easy to use. I would highly suggest it, particularly if you're in the phase of life where you're building wealth, you're really growing, you're investing, you got a few things going on with your money. I would definitely check out Personal Capital. And Spendy's a new favorite of mine. It makes your weekly money hangout sessions a breeze because it shows you where and what you're spending your money on. They do all of the categorization for you without you having to lift a finger. So really, there's absolutely no excuse for you not to set aside 20, 30 minutes every week to figure out where your money's going. Are you tracking on your goals? Is there anything you need to change? With apps like this, they do all the hard work for you. You don't have to do anything but just look at the numbers and think to yourself, do I need to make any changes? Are there any big purchases coming up? Am I happy with how I spent my money last week? Is there a place I can move some of my money? Do I need to maybe call my credit card company and see if I could get a lower interest rate, or one of my utilities to see if I could lower my utility payments? You just ask yourself questions based off the information that you found. And also Albert. Albert is great to help you see your cash flow, automate your savings, and you can even get advanced cash right away. They have a feature that's something that's really popular on a lot of apps now. So I'd also check out Albert. They're becoming one of my top faves, I would say. But my suggestion is just try out a couple of apps and then settle on your top 3 to 5 so you don't overwhelm yourself. And make sure you don't have 2 apps that are doing the same thing. This is a a common downfall that I see with a lot of people. They're like, I just can't use these money apps. Because too much confusion or info overload, it really leads to this complete money mindset breakdown usually. So you know the acronym KISS, right? It's keep it simple, stupid. Not that you're stupid, but it applies here. Don't make money more complicated than it needs to be. Use apps to make your life easier, to get a clear picture of where you're at, where you're going, where you're spending your money. Are you tracking towards your goals? Can you have a better banking experience? Can you get a better interest rate on your savings? Can you automate investing? All of these things can be done with apps. They literally do the hard work for you. So all you have to do is just go out there and earn money and kick butt and let these apps help really build wealth for you. So these are just some of my favorite apps, but I encourage you to find some of your own faves and then let them help you move closer to your money goals, because you got a lot more to worry about in life than money. That's just my 2 cents.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Before you go, we want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Millennial Money. For all the links, tags, and ads you've heard on today's episode, check out the show notes or go to mmoneypodcast.com, where you'll find more episodes to share with your friends. While you're at it, leave us a review and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss out on all the money tips and tricks that will take you from a millennial regular to a millennial money expert. See you back here in a few days with a fresh new episode.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.